speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, September 14th, the year 2020. My name's Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in once again for David Knight here on the David Knight Show. This will be my last day sitting in, the end of my stewardship, as it were. David Knight will be back in studio tomorrow, and I know we're all looking forward to his return. I'd like to thank David for trusting me to sit in for him for the week. I hopefully have lived up to expectations. And thank you also to, of course, the crew who's working extra hard over this last week as we've been a little bit short-handed. And, of course, to the audience out there as well. Y'all have had some very, very kind words for me on the comments of band.video, Infowars.com, and, of course, on my Twitter. So thank you very much. Love hearing back from y'all. Some unkind words, too, and that's okay. That's all right. Nobody, I can't please everybody all the time, but I do my best. Folks, it's what a weekend. What a weekend it's been. I have to admit, I don't want to do the show today. I didn't want to do it. And it's not because I don't appreciate the platform that I have here. There's not important information to get out for you. It's because I like to be a little hopeful. When I do a show, I like to express that all is not lost, that we are here fighting and that the fight will be won. It will be hard, long, and grueling, but at the end of the day, there's light, that far end of the tunnel. And I just don't feel that today. Don't feel that today. I haven't felt that all weekend. Of course, I had a good day. I had a good Saturday because I just didn't read the news. I just spent all Saturday running errands, hanging out in the backyard, the wife and the chickens, and it was great. It was wonderful. It was magnificent. But then yesterday I started preparing for this week and looking into the news and seeing some of what has been going on. Of course, you have that attempted assassination of police officers in LA, and then the Black Lives Matter rally attempting to break into their hospital to finish the job, I suppose, chanting, "We hope they die." How are you supposed to feel hopeful about this? How are you supposed to advocate in favor of liberty when people don't appreciate it, when they aren't worthy of it? I don't know. It's difficult. So maybe I'll open up the phone lines today and we'll take your calls. Maybe some of you can confirm what I'm thinking, that all hope is lost and that, you know, I just don't know how we get back from this. And, you know, just in America, it's bad enough with 20 plus years of anti-American indoctrination in the schools, people out there on the streets just so utterly, almost purposefully ignorant as to what's really going on and just refusing to see the truth, no matter how blatant and obvious it is. 20 years, I mean, heck, you can go 50 years if you want to go all the way back to when it really started breaking down. And how are you supposed to undo that without, like, I don't know. I literally don't know how you're supposed to undo the state of mind that most of these people are in. And frankly, look, there's just too many of them to kill. It's just, you can't do it. It's like over half the country. So what are we going to do? Are we going to break away? Are we going to secede? Are we going to try to create a little enclave where we can be safe and free and happy and let them burn the world down? Are we just going to retreat out of the civilization that our forefathers built and sequester ourselves off in some form of safety? Because it seems like such a cowardly move. I don't want to retreat. There's no reason for us to retreat. And yet you look at the world and I don't know. There's not a lot of other options. So I'm a little black-pilled today. And I'm sorry I can't be a little rayish sunshine here, but we'll open up the calls. Maybe you can confirm what I'm thinking, or maybe you have some information I'm not aware of. I'll do my best. I'll do my best to power through, get you this information, and hopefully not put you in a bad mood for the rest of the day. It's the David Knight Show. We'll be right back.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 14th of September, Monday, the year 2020. And folks, it's a banner day today. It is day 182 of America held hostage. Day 182. Quick math will tell you the 365 divided by 2 is 182.5. So as of noon today, we will have been under lockdown for half of a year. For an entire half a year, America has been under the strictures, limitations, and tyranny of the COVID outbreak and the tyrannical response to that outbreak. Absolutely incredible. Nobody would have believed you, I don't think, if you would have told them in February or March of this year that the lockdown would go on for half of a year. It would have been unbelievable. Of course, it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. That's what we were all told. And it is now 182 days in. Half a year without birthday parties. Half a year without going out with your friends to listen to some music, half a year without weddings or funerals or visiting the sick before they pass away in the hospital, half a year inside, half a year alone, half a year without human touch or uncovered faces, half a year under total lockdown. Incredible. Absolutely incredible what they're able to achieve with their slow boil techniques. Boiling the frog, ratcheting up piece by piece, never giving any back. And the people aren't just not questioning it. They aren't just not fighting back. They're in favor of it. They're pushing for more. They're taking it upon themselves to fight for the destruction of our economy and our way of life and our very freedoms curtailed constantly under the threat of COVID-19. Truly incredible stuff. I want to play this video. This is clip number 3. This is from Belgrade, actually. It's an anti-government protest taking place against mandatory mask orders during the COVID-19 restrictions. Let's go ahead and play this clip here. Here you see a massive crowd walking through a tunnel, waving their national flags, carrying a large banner. It's not just America, it is worldwide that the threat of the coronavirus has allowed governments to put forward any restrictions they choose and then demonize any attempts to fight back against those restrictions. And there's plenty of information to get to you from that. Just absolutely incredible. Here's a good story from the SHTF plan. Australia is full-scale pilot test for the New World Order. And I've said this for a while because you look at Australia and you see just how tyrannical they are and the way that they've been able to remove arms from those people, the way they've been able to crack down on free speech there in Australia. We've covered it extensively here just during my weekly stint here at the David Knight Show. We've covered the way Australia has just gone completely over the line, and more images came out this weekend that are now playing on your screen of stormtroopers with their circular shields marching out, standing in formation, providing that all-important image of the all-powerful state there to clamp down on any and all transgressors of the law. You know, it's amazing when you see or when you hear people in America talk about Black Lives Matter or the riots, and they say things like, well, if the police can't get control, if the state can't stop the looting and the rioting, and sometimes just hearing little words like that, that just sets something off in my brain. I just want to start yelling at these people. There is no can't. They will not. They won't. They could easily stop all of this. And we see with the reaction to coronavirus protest, they will commit any level of violence against their own citizens if it's in the perpetuation of their narrative, of their ideology, their plans, their designs. They will clamp down like a hammer. Smash down like a hammer, I should say. There's nothing that they can't stop. It's what they won't stop. It's what they will and won't choose to do. And it really gives you quite clearly the image of what the government values, what its plans are. Yeah, it's just obvious. And you know, even to the extent of if you have people protesting COVID lockdowns and they go stand in the street, this is a public safety issue. We must get them out of the street immediately. The cops will be there with their, you know, mine resistant vehicle, the big surplus army tank that they've had in waiting. They're eager to use it, and they'll come out and they'll crush you for daring to do such a thing. And they'll complain about the public safety and how dare you try to stop traffic? Do you have any idea how dangerous this is? Then the Black Lives Matter do it, and it's like, well, let's all back up. This is protesting after all. This is free speech. This is guaranteed by the Constitution. Of course it's not, and it's clearly not, because these people are not protesters, and they're not even pretending to be anymore. And I wish I could show you more videos. I have so many videos that I wanted to show today, but they're literally all cuss words, constantly, just being shouted nonstop. So I can't show you these videos without literally bleeping the entire thing and making the whole thing unwatchable. And I guess that's just sort of another aspect of the world that we live in. You can see it everywhere. The degradation of just our society, our intellect, the way that we treat each other, our politeness, our manners, our civility. It's all collapsing. It's all going downhill to the extent that I can't even show you the videos of what's going on in today's world. It's completely ridiculous. But this is just where we are. And so the reason that you know that they don't actually want you, that these aren't actual protests, is because many of the videos from this weekend is people attacking people filming the protest, the so-called protest. So let's just use our brains for one second, guys, shall we? Can we all put our heads together and really think about this really hard and think, what is the point of a protest? Why does one protest? What is the point of protesting? Isn't it to get your message out there? Isn't it to be heard? Ostensibly, isn't that the reason you get together and chant things and express yourself? It's to be heard. Isn't that the excuse that we're always hearing? Rioting is the voice of the unheard. It's the language of the unheard. Okay, so you have a protest to get your message out, and yet you are attacking people filming you. You're attacking the press because you want to get your message out? It all gives a lie to just how absurd this entire event is. Everything. It's all just absurdity. They are not protesters. They are not trying to get their message out there. They're not trying to express themselves. They're not sick of being ignored. They're talked about constantly from every source of media. Constant. I mean, just this weekend, going through Twitter, it was like Popular Science. Here's an article about how racism is bad and black people are all oppressed. National Geographic. Here's an article about how black people are all oppressed and white people are all evil. You know, just everything. Every single publication is now just turned 100% all cannons aimed at white people. All cannons aimed at liberty. All cannons aimed, primed, and ready to fire at America. From every aspect. And the protesters aren't even pretending anymore. They're saying, don't film us. They're attacking people that are filming them. They're attacking the press. The press themselves are in the riots. NPR reporter got arrested at the LA hospital trying to break in where those police were recovering. Yeah. Yeah, we're protesting. We're trying to get our message across. But if you film us and try to express our message, then we'll attack you.
There is a metaphysical rule that God has put in place that controls the universe, and it's free will. That's why the social engineers, the robber barons, the globalists, the post-humanists, the anti-humans openly tell you what they're doing and openly tell you that you're worthless and crap and you need to die because that will save the earth. And they do everything they can to make the most dystopian, ugly future they can in the movies and in the culture and in all the different publications. They are making you hate yourself. They are making you be depressed. They are making you not have a connection to God because they just want you to die so they can selfishly control the future. And that's what all this is about. You know, they say they're setting up world government to protect us all from our super technologies, while they're the ones running around like mad scientists, endangering the whole planet with a lot of these technologies. The globalists are what is disruptive to human species. But they call us disruptive to their power grab. It's time to say no. Big tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals the way the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
See the reality of the ability for the mainstream media to manipulate the American people. You know, Google has a service that they give out for free. It's called Google Trends. You can search different phrases or words and see how often those are mentioned in news articles and elsewhere. And if you search the term defund the police, you find that there were zero responses to that. Zero mentions of the term defund the police. Never once do those words appear in Google search results all the way up until May 24th. May 24th is the first time that those words appear on Google Trends. And then it is a massive spike upwards over the next few days. Look at that. There it's on screen now if you're a viewer at band.video. You can see the way in stark appearance how a movement is manufactured. There it goes. It appears out of the blue, out of the ether. It comes May 23rd. And before that, zero mentions. May 24th, one mention. And then it is a massive spike upward. So as of now, we have at least 13 American cities who have already voted in favor of defunding the police. Austin, Texas is one of those. Dallas, Texas is another one. And this is the type of thing. This type of thing that's like, how do we fight against a population so utterly controlled, so sheep-like in their willingness to go along with the crowd, that you can have such an outrageously radical movement as defund the police, where on March 23rd, if you were asked people that, it would be the heights of absurdity. What are you talking about? No one's ever heard of that. And yet, a month later, it's the movement. Everybody's in for it. They're already voting on it. They're passing it through. They're taking away the money. It's unquestionable. This is a good thing. And how dare you even say otherwise? It's incredible the level of control they have over the American people and how they can just shove this stuff through. No waiting, no debating about it, no considering the different options. Just this is the thing now. Everyone do it. And everyone just does it without questioning. 13 major American cities defunding the police. I went through it last week. The actual parts of the police department that are being defunded in Austin are like people that patrol the parks, people that worry about gang warfare, the gang task force gets eliminated. It's like all of the things that you actually need police for, they're getting rid of. But at the same time, they're increasing their ability to ticket you for parking violations by instituting license plate scanners that will drive around and scan your license plate to ticket you for parking illegally. But it's just absolutely incredible that you can go from zero mentions of this thing to it is the orthodoxy. It is what everybody just agrees with and understands and is pushing for completely in just a few months. That's the type of thing. It's like, okay, all right. And we think we can argue with these people. We think we can convince these people otherwise. They're robots. We're arguing with robots. They don't have their own ideas. They don't have their own understandings. They are fed what to believe. They accept it unquestioningly, and they fight you if you try to tell them otherwise. And it's like that scene from The Matrix with the red pill. They say some people believe in The Matrix so strongly that they will fight to defend it, even though it's a dream, even though it's a nightmare, even though it's not real. they'll try to destroy it. They'll try to destroy you for trying to destroy it. So I want to go to a video now, because once again, this should let you know what world that we live in. The good news, Los Angeles County deputies are out of surgery and they are expected to survive. Both deputies are recovering following surgery after this ambush attack where some black guy runs up and shoots both of them completely without warning, an ambush assassination. Luckily, they're both expected to survive. But here's a video from directly after they were shot. Immediately after they were shot, let's take a look at how members of the community react. Let's take a look at how our fellow Americans feel about having just witnessed the unprovoked attempted assassination of two police who were sitting in their cars and gunned down by an unknown assailant. Let's look at how members of the community, having just witnessed this firsthand, how they react.
Just aired the police out. They just aired the police out.
This the only
it go up and come. Them just got aired out, cuz.
It's got they just bust on them.
Yeah, that's man. Crazy. Damn. Oh, it goes down in Compton. Oh, they just got bust off. That on a knee. Damn.
The ambulance has not arrived. This is mere seconds after the shooting happened. The police officer has stumbled out of the car and is on her knees. Bleeding from the bullet wounds. And here you see a crowd of people standing around filming, laughing, and celebrating that fact.
Somebody bust on the police. Damn. Oh, two sheriffs shot in the face. Two sheriffs shot in the face. They tripping. It's going up in Compton. Bust on the police. They just got aired out. Somebody ran up on the car and bust on their ass. Right through the window, in the face and all. It's a wrap.
Yeah. We're supposed to live in a country with these people. These are supposed to be Americans, by the way. You have two police officers, one aged 31, one aged 24. 31-year-old, a mother of a 6-year-old child, sitting in their car, bothering nobody, when they are rushed by a gunman who shoots them both at point-blank range. And the people who witnessed the attack don't go to help. They don't try to stop the guy. They don't provide information that may help him be caught. They start filming, laughing, and celebrating it. That's the world we live in. That's the result of the brainwashing. This is the culture that you cultivate when you have psychopaths running your country and sheep living next to you. And then, of course, after that, they go to the hospital and chant, "We hope they die." What, should we talk to them? Maybe they need a nice talking to. We'll hear from Ted Cruz on the other side about that.
The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine. And they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later. But I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential. And I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. This is not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery. If you're ignorant, walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot pole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special of a person, but I actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions. As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in today for David Knight. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-888-201-2244. Give us a call here at The David Knight Show, 1-888-201-2244. Of course, we're talking about the two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who were shot repeatedly at point-blank range in an ambush on Saturday. Of course, I showed you the video in last segment of witnesses to that event filming the police stumbling out of their cars, bleeding from the fresh bullet wounds, and they were laughing and mocking them, celebrating the fact that this occurred. And these are supposed to be Americans in L.A. These are supposed to be decent people that we're supposed to destroy our entire civilization for. What more is there to say? Then the LAPD officers are rushed to the hospital and a protest meets them there and tries to break in to the hospital, I guess, to finish the job. And there's a massive protest, so-called protest outside of that hospital chanting, "We hope they die." Let's watch this video now. Black Lives Matter goes to hospital treating two LAPD officers ambushed by gunmen to celebrate and wish them death. This is clip number four. Here you can see some of the proud Americans trying to get into the hospital. And I want you to watch the ease with which they lie, okay? Because this is one of the things that you'll notice is the ability for these people to just completely lie shamefacedly and just, it's like even if you 100% know what the truth is and they know that you know what the truth is, it doesn't, they are going to lie. So just watch how easily they lie as they're trying to get into this hospital in order to, I guess, finish the job.
What's out there, Black family? This is Kevin Ward Price, African Town Coalition. We are out here at St. Francis Hospital, where two of America's most notorious gang members have been brought to. We're going to go up here and just check on these murderers right here and see what's up. You know what I'm saying? So let me turn this around. Oh, let me put this blunt out. I'll save this for later. Unfurl those flags. Get those flags open. What's up, y'all? We're down here at the St. Francis Hospital. We're down here. Excuse me?
No, we come to visit someone.
No, you're not.
We can't go visit nobody?
You can once we confirm who it is, but there's no visitation allowed anyway, so you gotta go.
All right, y'all, you see what's happening right here, right? They got these pigs out here. They are telling us that we cannot come in here and see these individuals who's been shot down at the motherfucking train station. You understand what I'm saying?
There's no visitation
and so,
allowed, sir.
What?
There's no visitation allowed, sir.
Okay. This is a public. This
no,
is a public
not.
Hospital
no, it's
right
not.
Here.
It's a private hospital.
And you're telling us that we
it's
cannot come
in. It's a private hospital, sir. It's a private hospital.
It's a public.
No, it's not. It's not county. It's private. You need
okay,
to go.
This is public.
You need to go, sir.
Stop us from coming up in here.
You need to go, sir.
You need to go.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so this, look, y'all. Look, y'all. Let me tell you something.
Parker.
Don't push on me. I can walk.
All right, so there you have it. We can't go. We try and go visit somebody, man. We're just a public hospital. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. Gravel Institute has come out saying blue lives don't matter. Because they're not a thing. That was their reaction to the two LA cops being shot. I think Candace Owen puts it well when she says, why does this happen? Because pea brain celebrities that are idolized like LeBron James tell young black men that they are, quote, literally being hunted. This is the natural result of such hyperbolic, dishonest rhetoric. The racist, anti-police, Black Lives Matter lie is to blame. That's fairly true. And you heard in that last video where he said the most notorious gang. See, the police are just the most notorious gang. There's no difference between the Crips, the Bloods, or the LA police, right? This is the level at which we have arrived. Chanting, we hope they die outside of the hospital where two LA deputies were shot. Of course, in Chicago, 40 plus people have been shot, 9 dead this weekend as crime continues to spike all over the country. Here in Austin, murder is up 53% over last year. In Minneapolis, it's up about 100%, twice as many murders this year as last year. This is the inevitable result of everything that we're seeing, and there seems to be little to no attempt to reverse any of what's going on. You also had a reporter for Los Angeles radio station NPR arrested at the protest outside of the hospital where those LA deputies were being treated. So that's your tax money paying for this reporter, this NPR reporter from the LA County Sheriff's. They say the female adult who was later identified as a member of the press did not identify herself as press and later admitted she did not have proper press credentials on her person. She was arrested, and of course, NPR came out to say, we are shocked and appalled that our dear lovely reporter was detained by these evil police, no such strong words for the fact that people were shot in the face at point blank range, including a mother of a 6-year-old child. You know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say because what is the answer to this? I don't like the police. I don't think the police should have free reign to do whatever they want. I don't think they should shut down free speech. But how do we preserve liberty with people who abuse it endlessly? How do we preserve liberty when you have a population that when they see police are shot, they stand around filming it and laughing rather than doing something to help? Do these people deserve liberty? Do they deserve freedom? Like, is liberty worth it anymore? Liberty is not a license to do whatever you want. Freedom is not the ability to act however you want without consequence. Freedom and liberty are a requirement for responsibility. Liberty and freedom cannot exist without an ecology of virtue. Everyone has to be virtuous. Everyone has to do their part to uphold freedom. And yet, the world we live in now is devoid of such people, especially in positions of power. And then you have old Ted Cruz comes to the rescue. Oh, thank goodness, right? These are the stalwart Republicans and conservatives that we have vested with inordinate power within the U.S. government in order to ideally protect us or preserve our way of life and our liberties. Ted Cruz tweets out about the fact that protesters showed up and were chanting, "We want them dead." Ted Cruz says, "This is deeply messed up. Everyone should be lifting up these deputies in prayer and should be condemning the vicious criminals that shot them. And everyone, Democrats and the GOP, should speak out clearly against the contemptible hate shown by the hospital protesters cheering for their death." Oh, thank goodness. You did it. You did it, Ted Cruz. You stopped the violence. You stopped all the rioting. You stopped all the Black Lives Matter bullcrap. You've done it. You had some strongly worded statements at them. You convinced the Democrats to speak out. Oh, they're speaking out now. Everyone's speaking out and you've solved it all. So that's the only thing we can do. We have politicians in power with inordinate ability to wield the strength of the United States government. And how do they use that? How do they protect us? Why, they're speaking out, of course. They're speaking out strongly, actually.
I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast. If we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity, it will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game. It's really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient, because that's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all. You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual, or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It wasn't just L.A. where Black Lives Matter was up to no good this weekend. From InfoWars.com, Black Lives Matter riot and loot in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, after a man shot while charging cop with a knife. He had prior charges for stabbing four others. This is a reoccurring theme that you see with Black Lives Matter, and indeed with crime throughout the United States, especially with black perpetrators, is a rap sheet a mile long. You know, everything these globalists do is a satanic inversion of reality, a complete 180 degree inversion of the truth. The truth is not that our sentencing is too strict. The police are too brutal to these people. It's literally the opposite. When you see just the most horrific crimes you can imagine being perpetrated by people who have been to jail like 12 times, who have been convicted on like a dozen violent actions, have gone to jail for it, been released. You know, they go to jail for a couple months. Well, what'd you do? Oh, I beat my pregnant girlfriend. Oh, I stabbed a store owner while I was sticking him up. Oh, I did this, I did that. And then it's just like, okay, well, goodbye. Go be a good citizen now. And then they just like slash some woman in the face for no reason. And then Black Lives Matter riots on behalf of them. This is where we are now. So are we too lenient? Are we too lenient? This guy, this crazy clown looking guy running at the police with a knife and has had prior charges for stabbing four other people. You know, Trump came out during his big rally at Reno saying that he thinks the people that attempted, or the guy who is still at large, still haven't found the guy who shot the two police officers in L.A., And President Trump said he should get the death penalty. Maybe we should bring the death penalty back for, like, everything. Maybe we don't need to be spending $20,000 on lawyers and the judges and the courthouse. And then we're going to bring these people in and we're going to give them a lawyer and he's going to get them off. And he's going to get them on some technicality and he's going to blame the cop for racism. And then we're going to release the guy. That guy's going to go out. He's going to commit some crime, multiple crimes. He's just going to live a life of crime. We're going to pay him $1,000 every week from our pockets. We're going to take the money from the taxpayers to subsidize this guy's life. And he's going to live committing crimes, causing problems, providing nothing, contributing nothing, until he finally gets caught once again, and we hire another lawyer for him, and we spend another couple days in court, we pull people out of their jobs to go sit in jury duty, to find these guys guilty, to let them out a month later, to do it all again. And then they end up with a rap sheet, 30 items long, and still walking out on the street. Then they rush a cop with a knife, attack him. Then a cop defends himself, then 1,000 people take to the streets to burn down the city in protest. Is this a way to run a country? Can this continue for much longer? Is there anything we can do to put a stop to this once and for all? From TheRoot.com, a judge asked Harvard to find out why so many black people were in prison. They could only find one answer: systemic racism. It's all systemic racism. The reason this black guy was running at a cop with a knife? Well, systemic racism, obviously. The reason that a black guy walks up to two cops in LA and shoots them both in the head? Well, that's probably systemic racism. It's all systemic racism, obviously. That's the only answer. Just like everything bad that nature does is climate change. Obviously, that's the only answer. So you have massive riots in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster, because of this psychopath repeat criminal trying to stab police officers. That's not the only violence that occurred against police officers this weekend. According to WSPA, two people charged with attempted murder after firing shots at Spartanburg County deputies. I'll give you $1,000 if you can guess what race were the two gunmen that tried to gun down police officers in Spartanburg. Here's a hint. Mainstream media hasn't talked about it once. Does that tell you what race they were? You had Black Lives Matter in Tennessee blocking roads. You had Black Lives Matter in Pennsylvania running around holding up umbrellas to block people from filming them and then forcing everybody at a restaurant to raise their right hand and vow not to snitch on the protesters. Once again, the point of protest is supposed to be to get your message out there. But now we have rioters attacking anybody that attempts to film them, including Megan Barth. She puts up a video that says, "Watch how peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters coordinate, surround, and then attack me simply because I'm filming their police-escorted parade in the middle of Georgetown." Police-escorted parade. She said, "I was physically assaulted and one of them snatched my phone. An owner of a restaurant came to my aid." So you have police perpetuating this. The police are supporting this. The police are there marching alongside people who are attacking citizens who are simply standing on the side filming their parade. Tell you what, if you don't want your parade to be filmed, how about we don't provide police escorts for it? How about we don't support these anti-American psychopaths? I mean, it's just, we're too far gone. I mean, and this is America. I mean, Australia, gone, right? Europe, completely overrun. I mean, they're done. They're Muslim now. Like, that's it. Sweden is now changing laws to prevent ridicule of religion because people are being too mean to Muslims. So it's just, we're just done. We just lost and the police are there. I mean, you have people who are literally shooting police in the head, and then the police are there to, like, protect those people and guard those people against being filmed. I don't know. So let's just go out to some of these phone calls. Johnny in Denmark, thanks for calling in. He wants to unblackmail me. Good luck, Johnny. What do you got for me?
Well, first of all, praise for a great job you've done this past week and being a guest host again. You're one of my two favorite non-regular guest hosts, you and Deanna. How many minutes do I have? Because how I present is going to depend on how much time I have.
You got 3 minutes until the hard break.
Okay. All right. I'll just run down this list of things effectively. Reasons for optimism to helping you unblackball yourself. One, Europe is not that at all. As a matter of fact, it's a much lower percentage of Danes who wear masks than Americans. And recently, as a matter of fact, they sense the people waking up and they impose these mandatory masks or face shields on public transportation in order to combat that. I noted the other week to my friends, actually on InfoWars on two shows, that it was less than 1 in 1,000 people, and now it's about 1 in 40. But still, 1 in 40 is pretty low from what I can say by American standards. Now, with the USAS, United States Armed Services, ex-USAS, law enforcement, ex-law enforcement, constitutionalists, patriots, survivalists, country folks, hunters, gun lovers, bikers, etc. on one side, and alphabetically from A to H, Antifa, BLM, COVIDiots, demonic rats, environment tards, freaks, global warming dupes, and hoplophobes on the other side, a real second civil war in the foreseeable future figures to last for literally less than an hour. I don't know if it would be the shortest war in history, but it would certainly be one of them. Convergent pro-Republican indicators of the 2020 general election. I know, you know, the Republican Party at the top level is very much like the Democratic Party, two wings of the same bird. But still, Trump actually, he actually is trying to garner support. And as I said, I've been saying for years now, and as I said since January and all the InfoWars shows, you know, the information's been out there since 2016, the WikiLeaks World 7 revelations. And if the general public was even half as enlightened as the InfoWars audience, Trump would have moved forward, but he realized, hey, it's out there. People aren't clamoring for people getting life sentences and executions, constitutional ones, of course. So I have to break it down into manageable bites. So when he sees the support, he responds. And I think he's been responding, especially since he was absolved by the Senate in January. And so it's very important. Actually, I think it's very clear that there's going to be a landslide, an electoral landslide, at least, on November 3rd. But it's very important. It's not a reason for complacency. Quite the opposite. Every single vote more that he gets, he feels more empowered and emboldened to go ahead and take down the NWO. There's some convergent indicators that he will win in November 3rd in the landslide. Is that actually first is the most general? Yeah.
It's a lot of good points, Johnny. Thank you so much for the call. I'm glad to hear that about Europe. And I think you're right in terms of, you know, if it were to be a toe-to-toe matchup against, you know, conservatives and liberals, you're right. It would take about an hour to sweep the streets clean. But let's see, we got, politicians. Let's see, the academics, the universities are filled with, communists. We got, the entertainment industries filled with communists, the news. Oh, wait, we'll be right back.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. Well, Mark Zuckerberg on paper 2 weeks ago put in hundreds of millions of dollars with Bloomberg to launch this Operation Red Mirage to contest the election when it's overwhelmingly clear that Trump has won on election night. Now he's come out in a statement and told all the media in the United States that they better get behind saying that Trump basically lost, and that they're not going to let Trump declare victory even though it's overwhelming. They'll have 95% of the vote done on election night, and even if you added all the other votes in against him, he'd be the winner. They are going to steal this election. They're preparing everyone. You've seen all the scams they've already run. Trump is surrounded by tyrants, but he has we the people, and he has true media, not independent media, the real media. So now more than ever, it's critical to share the live streams, the videos, the articles, and the information at InfoWars.com, because the globalists fear it most, because we were the first to expose their plan to contest the election and drag it out to keep the American people from reelecting President Trump.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And you replied, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it.
That text was written late at night in shorthand.
I don't care when it was written. About. I don't care it's whether it was longhand, cursive.
FBI weasel Peter Strzok recently blurted out, I'm concerned. The things that I have heard the Attorney General say, some of the actions of the Department of Justice unfolding or rolling back the prosecution of General Michael Flynn, the sentencing of Roger Stone, give me great concern. You won't hear this sycophantic Trump derangement syndrome sufferer praise Attorney General Barr. No matter what he does, even if Barr is dealing with an American war zone in Chicago.
The increase in violence that has plagued Chicago and other cities is what prompted the department to launch Operation Legend 2 months ago in Kansas City, Missouri. The operation is named for Legend Talaferro, a four-year-old Kansas City boy shot and killed while asleep in his bed. The purpose of the operation is to make clear that his life mattered. His name should be remembered, and other innocent victims like him, including the 8-year-old girl killed in Chicago on Labor Day, should not suffer such senseless deaths.
Police canvass yet another crime scene and try to find the person responsible for killing another one of Chicago's children while another family figures out how to mourn a little girl.
Over the past 2 months, federal agents involved in Operation Legend have made more than 2,500 arrests, many for violent crimes, including homicide and sexual assault. Bringing federal charges is significant. Because defendants arrested for violent crimes are often detained before trial, unlike state defendants who are too often released. In addition, federal defendants will face serious sentences if convicted, with a real possibility of long-term imprisonment at the Bureau of Prisons facility out of state. In Kansas City, violent crime has dropped by 32% since we launched Operation Legend. In St. Louis, homicides have dropped by 47% in the 4 weeks since Operation Legend began. In Detroit, homicides have dropped more than 25%, and non-fatal shootings have dropped by more than 35%. In Memphis, homicides in August dropped by nearly 27%. In Milwaukee, non-fatal shootings have dropped by 25% in the 5 weeks since the operation began. Over the first 5 weeks of Operation Legend in Chicago, murders dropped by 50%.
One of those cases, the 4th of July Inglewood killing of 14-year-old Vernardo Jones Jr.
On Independence Day, 14-year-old Vernardo Jones Jr. was playing basketball with friends in a Chicago park when he was senselessly killed in a massacre that left 8 people dead or wounded.
Investigators releasing images of this gray Infiniti sedan with temporary tags seen near the fatal shooting, police say, of 20-month-old Sincere Gaston, the youngest life taken during a weekend of extreme violence.
That was my world. That coward took a piece of us.
He broke us.
He stole my baby from me.
Police say a person fired shots into a vehicle carrying the 8-year-old, DeJura Wilson, her mother, and 2 others.
For the 4th straight weekend, children are among the shooting victims. At least 60 people have been shot, 9 of them killed.
In fact, protesters/rioters are doing all they can to stop the federal response to their ongoing communist death to America mantra in blue cities across the country.
The group on Friday night saying 100 federal agents coming to Kansas City is not the answer.
There's no black mafia. There is no conspiracies of murder that are taking place. The reason that this violent crime is taking place is because there's a lack of resources in our community.
Multiple people are arrested during a protest.
protest against Operation Legend in downtown Detroit.
Lack of resources in their community. Just give us more money and we'll stop killing each other. Just tax more productive people and pour the money into the black hole that is the inner city in American cities, and then we'll stop killing each other. That's the only solution being offered. Same way, the only solution to wildfires is to steal more money and give it to more criminals in form of carbon taxes or whatever they want. It's the same story over and over. Watch the full video. Operation Legend exposes BLM's war on America's children on band.video. That's John Baum.
I know I say it all the time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you, the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, and all the stations and all the affiliates and sponsors and my family and the crew and just everybody out there. You know, the listeners and viewers, as I just said, this is such an epic struggle, and we've all been proven dead on. We've been proven we're right because we're being led by God. We have a spirit, and we're very humble about that. This is not us. This is God working through us, but man, now it's so precious to stay on air. I used to think, you know, maybe I'll wake a bunch of people up and I can kind of recede into the background because fighting this thing 18 hours a day gets a little bit old. But now, with the evil so out in the open and everything we've said being vindicated, I never questioned what I was saying because I knew it was true. But I did question where they'd ever actually try to carry it all out. Well, now we know they're going to carry it out and then some. So we got to fight, and I just really appreciate you. We're in this together, and praise God, pass the ammunition in the info war. Again, take action, folks. This is it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm going to go out to some of these phone calls. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 1-888-201-2244. It's 1-888-201-2244. David in New York State has maybe a little bit more hope, a little bit more faith in the government than I do. Let's go now to David in New York. Thanks for calling in. You are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How you doing?
Not well. Thank you. I'm a little hopeless right now, and you think maybe you can give me some hope. What do you got?
Well, I can give you some hope, but let me first grieve with you because I think I appreciate first your realism, because in order to solve the problem, any problem, you got to look at it objectively, honestly, and understand, you know, and weigh the cost when you go to battle. See if we can win this thing or not. And I don't think we can win it with anything that has to do with anything physical. So the only way we can win it, I called you last week, and I usually don't call a lot, but I figured I'm going to try and talk to him again, because you just got to keep doing what you're doing. The people that are in place, the information war, we are, in my opinion, losing it. But just because you're losing a war doesn't mean you quit, because this, what's at stake is really freedom in many societies. So to me, why should we take a stand with our system that even of late, I heard Alex yesterday with Roger, that they're not even dealing with these phones, that they just wipe them clean, and none of these guys are being held accountable. So to me, this is like, I know Alex likes to use the Star Wars epic. This is like a Star Wars thing they're doing with, they want to destabilize everything, then probably bring in federal troops, or my opinion would be UN troops, to come in and change everything about America. So what do we do? What's the solution? We have to quietly resist. Don't run out in streets with those people. Anybody listening, just don't do that. Defend your home, yes, of course. But don't be sucked into the system that is trying to bait us, to get us to compromise and expose and just keep the chaos going. We have to be stable. We have to be smart. We have to be orderly. Believe in our cause. Believe in our God. And this is a good Christian program. I hear David a lot. He's a great man. And just keep that focus. And then basically, here's the ultimate. We just got to ride them out and just stay and occupy and let them do what they're going to do. Because here's the thing, guys. If the system comes against us, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of tough guys that listen out there. And I know there's a lot of brave, strong young men and great men. But you can't fight the military. They'll kill you from 20 miles away. So if the military goes against us, we can't beat them with weapons of war. We can only beat them like a Gandhi or something, where we just stand and just say, we're not going to participate anymore. We're just not going to get sucked into your con, and you can't even manage your own thing system. You're mocking us by not holding these criminals accountable, and yet you want us to be outraged at your failure to do your job. And in case you think I'm anti-Trump, I'm not. I just got an honor roll thing from the president yesterday. He sent me something because I support him regularly. And he gave me this honorary degree of something. It's like, it's cool. I'm like, wow, I got a diploma for being a good Republican. But really, I'm not a very good Republican. It's just I'm choosing Donald Trump because he projects order and structure. And I don't want chaos. You know, so we just got to keep our focus. You keep doing you seem like a very good man. You keep doing that, Harrison. It's okay to be discouraged. But you just stay the course, because even though I think we're losing the information war, we got to ride it out and keep fighting, because eventually good and love and Christ and all of that in the ultimate end of all things, when this whole thing is played out, if you're on the right side and you stay with Christ and you stay with what is good, you're going to be an eternal being with the Lord God. And that's the quest that we're on. So everybody stay the course. Be encouraged. Keep up the good work, young man. And plug along. I'll be listening. And I'll be voting for Mr. Trump. But come on, Don. You guys got to get your act together and stabilize things. Or we're going to fall apart. And that's it.
Yeah. And I think that's right. I mean, I think you make a lot of good points. And, you know, we put President Trump in office for 4 years. I mean, I've been so disappointed that just nothing has come from all of this criminality that we've seen. I mean, he has, you know, less than, was it 50 days at this point to do all of the stuff that he said he was going to do? I mean, nobody's been put in jail for this. Nobody's been even slightly punished for this. I have a very distinct suspicion that probably even before the election, we are going to see a report from William Barr or Durham that absolves everybody. It just says, well, you know, they may have gone a little far, but they were trying to keep the country safe, and we can't blame them for that. I mean, I don't think anything is going to come of this from the Justice Department. Do you think that something's going to happen here, David, that's actually going to be beneficial?
No, I don't. In fact, I used to really watch Hannity religiously because I was baited by that. Now I don't even watch him anymore. And I like Sean. He seems like a very nice fella. But I'm not baited anymore. We got to see you know, like Alex with the show there with the Who song. You got to see for miles and miles. That is designed to discourage us. That is the system saying, we want to break this thing down. We want to break it down because we got other ideas and other agendas. Now, I think there is a good force in that system, and hopefully like Alex talks about and the people he's connected to and the Roger Stones of the world that see the good. I'm hoping President Trump too. But until that system that we're looking for rises up and crushes them, they are going to ascend and they're going to take this thing over. And then, like I said earlier, we got to ride it out. No, Harrison, I don't think they're going to do anything. I think it's purposely designed to demoralize us, to get us to withdraw, to, and that's why they got us locked in with the COVID and put a mask on us. They want us all silent, shut down. We got to quietly resist this. And I don't think with guns. I don't think with weapons of war, but quietly resist with integrity, focus, knowing, believing in yourself, saying, no, I'm not going to capitulate. I'm not going to acquiesce. I'm not going to yield. I'm going to keep my dignity and believe in my humanity. And some of us are going to suffer. I get ridiculed. I go out and I talk in the stores where I live up here in central New York, and I see them. Everybody's got a mask. And I put it on every so often when I have to get food for my family, but I'll also teach as I go and say, we got to think about what we're doing. They're silencing us. This is the silence of the lambs, for real. Yeah. You know?
Lambs.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, David.
Thank you for your time. All right.
Thank you. And I'm trying to keep my head up. I'm trying to, you know, understand, Christianity is the most important thing with this, where you look back and you go, okay, there's one point in time when basically, like, the leader of Christianity had just been killed and there were 12 of them. And yet, look at where Christianity was able to achieve. So we've been in rough spots before, and it is, faith and steadfastness that has, brought us through this. And like over the weekend, you know, I have this app that, is a police scanner app, and it'll update you if stuff happens nearby you. And it's like less than a mile from my house. You have, you know, two people, with guns hold up somebody. a mile from where we work, you have two men broke into a house with guns, robbed the people at gunpoint, and then fled away in their vehicle. And so, you know, if we had any semblance of responsible adults in our government, I think, yeah, great. We just calm down. We just let things take its course. But it's like, well, what happens when they come to your house? What happens if it's my wife that gets murdered? Like, what, how long do we just sit by and go, well, you know, they're just murdering all my neighbors now. They're just robbing all my neighbors at gunpoint. We better just sit quietly and not say anything. And of course, the news doesn't report any of this. I mean, it is insane. If you get one of these police scanner apps and you see just how much incredible crime is being committed within a mile of you constantly. This is Austin, Texas. This is like a small college town in the middle of like one of the reddest states in the union. And we are just collapsing into criminality, collapsing into homelessness and just trash all over the streets and just filth and violence and crime and just nothing is being done. What's going to happen when it comes to you and you call the cops and they don't have enough people, so they're too busy, so they don't investigate, so nobody gets caught, and it just keeps going and going. In just the last weekend, there were four different alerts on this phone app of women being kidnapped off the streets. Literal reports saying, I just called it in saying, we just got the 911 call. A woman was bundled into a car by a male and then drove off. Is anybody investigating this? Is anybody looking into this? And why the hell is the mainstream local news not reporting on this type of stuff? If I knew there was a murderer that lived next door to you and I didn't tell you, don't I want you to be killed?
I talk about all the horrible things that are happening, and I point out that the globalists are a eugenics death cult because it's true. I don't say it to scare you. A lot of people say, man, this show is dark. Well, you've got to know you're dealing with evil if you're going to defeat it. And if we just listen to the surface of what the NWO propagandists are saying, they have reasons to sell this garbage to the general public. But if you just scratch the surface, they're so arrogant, they've all written detailed blueprints of this plan. And more being honest about it. Because there comes a point where, as David Icke says, they have to stop hiding it and start selling it. So we're at the point of the emergence now. And it's coming out in the open. And some people, under mass Stockholm syndrome, are going to submit to any level of tyranny. But others are going to fight. This isn't like some old dictatorship that you could submit to it and join it and be okay. No. This thing is post-human exterminism. Research what that is.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984. Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft as much and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemies. They want you dead. Do you understand that?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, the phone lines are full, and we'll be coming to your calls very shortly. Don't worry, Coop in Thailand, Phil in Buffalo, and Jill in Reno. We'll come to you very shortly. Stay on the line. Thanks for holding so long. Craig in Seattle as well. I want to hear from. So we'll come to you in just a little bit, but I want to change tack momentarily to discuss these incredible fires that are still blazing across the West Coast. From CNN, thousands of firefighters continue to battle California wildfires that have killed 24 people in less than a month. Deadly fires, more than 16,750 firefighters are battling 29 major wildfires across the state as of Sunday. Deadly fires have burned an astonishing 3.3 million acres in the state in 2020, creating smoking conditions and weather concerns that have resulted in partial power shutoffs for thousands of California's residents in an effort to prevent additional fires. Study out of the journal called Fire reports that 97% of wildfires in the U.S. that threaten homes are started by humans themselves. So nearly all forest fires, 97% of forest fires, are caused by humans themselves. The report draws on analysis of housing and wildfire data and concludes that activities like debris burning, equipment use, and arson are the major ignitions for wildfires. 97%, of course, don't let that get in the way of your propaganda. As we see Bloomberg say the world is burning and we need to act. Of course, it's climate change's fault. The LA Times, how climate change is fueling record-breaking California wildfires, heat, and smog. It's only climate change. That's the only answer you're allowed to have for any sort of weather anomaly or, I don't know, purposefully started fires. It's all climate change, obviously, just like all crime statistics are racism, obviously. It's very convenient to be a leftist in today's world. You have your preordained solutions to your pre-described problems, and anything that happens that's negative, you simply slap one of those pre-made stickers onto it. Anomaly at Legendary Energy on Twitter posts this graph, which we've seen before, and it was from last time California went up in flames. And it's a bar graph showing the dead trees from past years and newly dead trees, essentially pointing out that California got rid of its programs that cleared the forest of this debris that can easily catch fire. And you can see how it just absolutely spikes in 2015 and continues to do so through 2016, 2017, and 2018 as they allow old dead wood to continue to just dry out and clutter the floor of those forests, providing the perfect kindling for all of this fire to get out of control. Of course, from Infowars.com, Facebook and FBI wage info war on West Coast wildfire arson, quote, conspiracy theories. So a top Facebook official tweeted Saturday that it would delete all posts alleging leftist organizations started wildfires in Oregon and other Western states after the FBI said arson reports are conspiracy theories. You crazy conspiracy theorists. You will be removed from Facebook. They have decided they know the truth and they don't need to wait for investigation. They don't need to see any evidence. They simply know what the truth is and will punish you for deviating from that orthodoxy, which is a little bit awkward when you have headlines like this from Fox. Authorities arrest four in connection to possible arson fires along the West Coast. Two of the suspects remain unidentified, and authorities dismissed potential political affiliations. It's just a coincidence that pretty much everybody arrested for arson has spent the last 90 out of 100 days in Portland protesting against the police. But remember, Antifa doesn't exist, so how could they be members of that organization? No, they clearly are. You can find that story also on Infowars.com. From Andy Ngo, Portland police arrested a man today suspected of starting a brush fire using a Molotov cocktail. Firefighters extinguished the grass fire before it could spread farther, and actually has a picture of the Molotov cocktail as well as the booking information. But of course, he was quickly released without bail. So you have these wildfires burning entire states, biggest ones perhaps we've ever seen. Over a tenth of Oregon displaced from their homes and 24 people dead. Then you catch the guy lighting a fire, throwing a Molotov cocktail and starting a brush fire, and you let him go the next day. This is why I don't really have much particular hope for our situation when our authorities simply refuse to do anything to prevent arson, do anything to prevent rioting, do anything to prevent the violent takeover of America by psychopathic communists. I'm going to go now to this clip. This is a woman in Oregon catching a suspected arsonist in the act of trying to start a wildfire. She holds him at gunpoint and waits for the police to come arrest him. Apparently there have been patrols throughout Oregon now that people are realizing this is happening. You have farmers and people living out in the rural areas patrolling for 8 hours a day, looking for people attempting to start fires, and they're finding them and scaring them away. Of course, the police would do this if we had any sort of competent leadership whatsoever, but we are an occupied nation and we have no such luck. So now let's go to this video, this woman in Oregon catching an arsonist in the act.
Get on the floor! Get on the floor right now! Face down! What are you doing in my property?
You're passing through. I didn't know the property.
Did you light anything on fire?
No, ma'am.
What are you doing with those matches on your head?
I smoke.
You smoke? Where are your cigarettes?
The only ones I have is matches right now.
Did you light anything up on fire?
No.
What's your name?
Corey Allen.
You're going to stay right there. I got the cops coming.
Fine.
So you have a guy with his shirt off over his shoulder. He's wearing a hat. He's laying on the road, and a woman holding a gun behind her back. And you see the guy has a pack of matches in his right hand. He says, I'm a smoker. She says, okay, where are your cigarettes? Oh, well, I don't have cigarettes. I just have the matches. I'm just sulking around your farm with matches. Oh, but I'm not trying to start a fire. No, heavens no. Heaven forbid I ever be suspected of such an act. I'm but an innocent hobo. I don't, you know, who cares about? So this is where we are. This is our existence. Now, the police supposedly were coming, and I'm not sure exactly how this played out, how that particular event played out. But if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on the police showed up, took this guy away, and let him go immediately. I think that's probably exactly what happened. And we're just seeing more and more reports of more and more arsonists being caught in the act, starting these wildfires. And what do the leftists and the media do? Well, Facebook bans you from claiming that this is arson, despite the fact that we've seen the arrest, despite the fact that local news is reporting on this. But mainstream news hasn't picked it up. Therefore, it's not the truth. The truth is whatever Facebook dictates that it is. And the FBI also says, please stop spreading these rumors that this is happening. We are fully under occupation. The American government is no longer even pretending to represent or protect the American people. They're letting us know they are here for the benefit of the criminals and to protect the communist and the arsonist and the insurrectionists that are attempting to destroy our country and destroy our entire world. We're doing nothing to stop it. Your calls on the other side.
I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast if we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity. It will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game. This is really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient, because that's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to freeze civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the checkboxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of a species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, not essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, the way the globalists play the part of humans, and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
It's Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 14th of September, the year 2020. Folks, no matter who wins the election in, 50 days at this point? Maybe 48, 49 days at this point? Whoever wins, it's going to get bad. It's only going to get worse from where we are now. Whether that's because Trump wins and the leftists go absolutely mad, or if Biden wins and we see all the things they're threatening and attempting to make happen at a local level suddenly goes nationwide, or of course what we predict is going to happen, which is Donald Trump's going to win the legitimate vote, but they're going to cheat using mail-in ballots and call him an occupier of the White House and attempt to oust him militarily, igniting a civil war. And then, of course, that doesn't even get into the danger that we're facing with things like China just salivating, waiting for America to be put in a position that would make us easy to conquer. It's totally absurd. But folks, one thing you know is true is they're going to be coming down on InfoWars harder than they ever have before. And you know how hard they've come down on us before and continue to do so. Talked about it a little bit during the election coverage, but I had no idea until I talked to some of the IT people here at InfoWars just how many attacks we are under. Suffice to say, the DDoS attacks are in the multiple millions, and yet our sites are still up. But they're doing the best that they can, legally and illegally, to bring us down. And so, folks, we do ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us to fight back against this. There's one thing you know. It's they don't remove people from the Internet for being wrong. They don't remove people from the Internet for being incorrect. It's the people who have their number that they want to eliminate. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And so please go save InfoWars, save the Republic, and save yourself with our new super sale, sales up to 60% off plus free shipping. All apparel is $17.76. 50% off the DNA Force Plus. That's one of our top sellers. But folks, make these purchases now, because to be quite honest with you, I don't know how much longer you will be able to do so. It's really a frightening situation that we are rapidly approaching. So don't wait until that situation is here and suddenly InfoWars Store is down, suddenly communications are down, suddenly your bank account is calling you racist and telling you you can't take your money out. Don't wait for that. Go to InfoWars Store right now and make a purchase. Help us continue this fight for as long as humanly possible, and help yourself by improving your health, improving your wellness, and improving your lifestyle with some of our great products. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go now out to the phone lines. Coop in Thailand was on for a while and then hung up, but now they're back. So let's go now to Coop in Thailand. Thank you so much for holding. And you're on the air.
Great, great. Hey, nice to talk to you. I really like your show. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of the things I wanted to discuss was, you know, you talked about it last Friday, and then Owen talked about it, and Greg Reese did a report, and Alex talked about it, you know, all the fires that are going on here in the West. And one thing most people fail to mention is, you know, the chemtrails that have been going on for about the last 15 years. And, you know, they heavily chemtrailed the Sierras. You know, I'm a avid backpacker and mountain guy. I spend the summers in the mountains, and I just couldn't believe what was going on. And about, oh, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you just started noticing that all the trees were dying. I mean, now, I thought it was in the tens of millions, but it's actually in the hundreds of millions of trees that have died. So, for instance, on the Creek Fire, when you drive up Highway 168 up the hill, you look up at the mountains and the trees, you look at one hillside, three quarters to two thirds of the trees are all dead. So, you know, that area was just ripe. All you had to do was, you know, blow some alcohol and the place was ready to go up. Now, the one thing, if you notice, is the fires in California and all through the West have drastically increased over the last 5 years. We've had these massive, massive, massive fires, you know, whether they're started by arson, DEWs, or whatnot, that's all speculation. However, you know, one thing I wanted to mention with this Creek Fire, that was started in one of the most strategic locations you could start that fire. It was between the two big lakes there, between Shaver and Huntington, and in a really remote area. So, you know, that's all the stuff that's been going on. And with the chemtrails and everything else, you know, they're strategically igniting California, Oregon, Washington, Utah, and the rest. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, Mammoth Lakes goes up another and more of the Yosemite area. I think, you know, they just wanted part of the Agenda 21 or the Agenda 30 is they want to drive everybody back into the cities. And if they kill the mountains and all the trees and everything, you know, it's going to be real easy for them to drive them back down into those areas.
Yeah, it really does. It fits with their agenda so perfectly. And whether it's chemtrails or other methods, we know that the U.S. government, the Chinese government, many governments are engaged in weather manipulation on massive scales. So you have to ask is there weather warfare going on, you know, and what, you know, of these insane sort of natural disasters that we're seeing, which ones are natural and which ones are man-made, or which ones are just the effect of not considering, okay, what's going to happen down the line if we start manipulating weather now and here, you know, China just came out and admitted it right before the Olympics there in Beijing. They destroyed the clouds. They seeded the clouds and got rid of them to clear the weather. What effect did that have that maybe came back to bite them in the butt now that they're having these massive floods? And if they're having these massive floods, they're threatening their dams. Why are they not using weather manipulation to prevent that? And is it America using weather manipulation to try to flood China? Is it America using weather manipulation here in America that's causing these crazy circumstances that allow these fires to get out of control? And I've seen this stuff about the direct energy weapons. To me, the most convincing stuff comes from a fires, I think in 2018, where you have overhead shots where you'll see like a street corner where all of the buildings are burned down to the foundation, but surrounding them are trees that are seemingly untouched by fire. So you have to ask yourself, wait, how did the buildings all around burn, but the trees themselves didn't burn? That doesn't make a lot of sense. And then it does start to make sense when you start looking into the direct energy weapons and seeing that maybe they're heating up the metal that's inside the buildings. That's then creating the fire. It's a good point. And yeah, it goes directly into 2030, like you said. It also, you know, the rural people that are much more likely to vote at their polling locations, if those polling locations are now going to be closed because of the fire, if they've been driven out of their communities and can't even, you know, don't have any way to get mail-in ballots, like what effect will this have down the line? And Dan Lyman just tweeted out a tweet, I retweeted it, of the strategy of ISIS and some jihadists openly saying you need to start forest fires. They have the headlines, ISIS video urges arson as five-star terror tactic, shows California burning, wildfire jihad, Muslims in America. In Australia, among nearly 200 arsonists who set fires, that was earlier this year, Islamic State media encourages jihadis to set forest fires in the U.S. and Europe. And then you have, to wrap it all up, FBI investigators say that members of American far-left groups such as Antifa traveled to the G20 summit in Germany this year and met with leaders from ISIS and Al-Qaeda to plot the, quote, destruction of President Donald Trump. Is this maybe where they learned some of these tactics? But we're not going to get answers to this because just a few days ago, DHS said their number one priority, the thing they're focusing most on, is of course white nationalists, white supremacists. They're the most dangerous ones. Ignore the fact that Antifa, currently setting fires on the West Coast, previously went to G20 to meet with ISIS and Al-Qaeda in order to learn their tactics that they could implement here in the United States. That's not as important as some guy with a Confederate flag hanging out the back of his truck, according to our government.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back to The David Knight Show, ladies and gentlemen, on InfoWars.com and band.video. Please do share these links. Sharing the links is just about the best thing you can do to help us here at InfoWars, besides, of course, going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I should tell you, Survivor Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray is one of our most popular products in a iodine spray form, is half off. You're usually going to pay $29.95, and even that is a great price, but now it's on sale for $14.95. So that's the Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2 Spray, little spray bottle for spritzing that nascent iodine. Very useful way to apply that product, and it's only $14.95 right now in the Save InfoWars, Save the Republic, Save Yourself Super Sale. Now I want to go back out to these phone calls. Let's go to Craig in Seattle. Says he's sick of BLM. So am I, Craig. So am I. Thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's great, Craig.
I got to give you a plug.
Sunshine
really
and rainbows.
I got to give you a plug really quick. I wake up every morning and I do my vitamin mineral fusion, and then I swallow my 8-Pack Power Stack, wake up and work with that, and the DNA Force and the Red Pill Plus. Then I brush my teeth with the charcoal toothpaste, and then I place under my tongue the turmeric and then the iodine, and then the Vespa beat.
Wow, and man. You're living the InfoWars life right there.
Wow. So I'm really nervous that you're saying that I might not be able to get these products anymore because they've changed my life. And I just, it makes me just very nervous. So I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, anyway, it won't happen as long as we have the ability to fight back against it. But man, if we don't, and you know, unfortunately, it takes money to do that. It takes money to hire the people that upkeep the website, even under these massive DDoS attacks. It takes people to get the supply chain in order. So we'll be up for as long as possible, and that really is dependent on folks like you supporting us. It sounds like you've done your part.
It's harder to log in to the account now, so I suppose that you got to have to take a picture of a motorcycle or this or whatever that just to get into the account. So I bet you're getting hacked hard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know much details about it, but I know that our IT guys are working around the clock just to keep the site up. And of course, they're attacking the InfoWars store site, of course, because they want to prevent people from being able to go and support us. It has nothing to do with our information, has nothing to do with, I mean, it does have to do with our information, but it's not, you know, they're not legitimately trying to shut us down for any real reason. It's an attack. They are attacking us. This is war.
And they would love nothing more than for people like me to get sick. Because since I've been taking your products, I have not had a sniffle for the last 4 years. It's amazing. So thank you guys so much for that.
That's great to hear, and thank you.
Oh, the ATOC PowerStack, man, is unbelievable. It's just whatever price it is, it's unbelievable. But to go with the vitamin mineral fusion and the new turmeric under the tongue, wow, that's the kicker. I love it.
Yeah, it really is. It's powerful stuff. And
I'm up here in burn up Seattle. It's just it's the West. They're burning up the West. I mean, I remember you guys should get Deborah Tavares back on from StopTheCrime.net. She knows what's going on. I listen to her as well as you guys, as you and your every day. So it's just I just heard about what happened in L.A. and that cuz business. I hear it all the time up here. I keep getting told I'm a systemic inherited racist, and it just is sick, man. I grew up with all kinds of people. I didn't even know what systemic racism was until the news told me what it was. And so now everybody's repeating what they hear on MSNBC. I don't even have a television. So it's just like I'll talk to my relatives. We can't even talk anymore. They're so programmed.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Pete DeBroska put up a video where he was up talking to Black Lives Matter protesters, and you heard they'd say, oh, there's systemic racism. And the Trump supporters would go, what is it? Give us an example. What do you mean? You have to give us an example of that. And they would just go, just watch TV. Man, you got to watch TV. Just watch TV and you'll find out all about it. It's like, no, you have been programmed by the TV and you don't have the argument to back up what you're saying, which is why you just say, oh, just go watch TV. Just go watch TV. Go plug yourself in. Go program yourself.
Right.
And then you won't ask these silly questions that I have no answers to.
Listen to old AZT Fauci. Wasn't that a miracle drug? I watched it when I first moved to Seattle in the 90s and started doing hair. I watched about three or four of my friends drop dead real quick after that one. Was real nice. But so I don't understand why these people believe this government now that is totally they believe that the same government that told them two planes hit the towers. And I bring that up and they just don't even get it. But most of the kids now, they don't even remember 9/11. And so I just think the education system in the last 20 years, like you said, the first part is the demoralization that's already happened. You know, it's already happened. People are so backwards in their thinking. And it's from the TV. I can tell, like you said, they always say, just turn on the TV. But then you get to turn on the TV and there's Anthony Fauci and there's Burks saying, the first people that are going to get the vaccine are the inner city people. And, really? Sounds familiar, like free healthcare disguised as Tuskegee, right? You're going to get the vaccine first. I just think it's ridiculous, but I just pray for you guys. I hope you guys make it, and I hope the products, because the products have changed my life, and they've changed the way I think, and it's amazing. So I don't know what else to say, but I will say they are burning up the West. I don't believe these same people that are marching around with drums aren't also starting fires everywhere. Because I was coming up on the freeway, there's fires. There's lists, there's fires here in weird spots that there shouldn't be. And I just find it very interesting, especially with the direct energy weapons as well. The Oregon cities is just like the California ones. There's trees still standing. The houses are just incinerated.
Yeah.
And it's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious to you because you've got your eyes open. You're looking around and making decisions and taking in information and coming to your own conclusions, which is a rarity these days, unfortunately. Thank you so much for the call, Craig. Very uplifting. It's people like you that keep us running as long as we have been. So we thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. And yeah, folks, stock up now. If you like the products, man, stock up now. Put them in the fridge or the freezer to prolong their life, even though they last for a pretty long time anyway. But yeah, you're going to want to stock up now if you appreciate the products and use the products and have them, help you through your life. Man, so much good stuff that he brought up out of Seattle. And the way these people have been programmed and the way that they are so inconsistent in their programming, where they know about all of the stuff the government does. They hate the government. They hate the police. And then they in the same sentence, in the same breath, are spouting out the government lies without question, without looking into it whatsoever. And, you know, he mentioned, growing up around all people. And I feel like maybe I'm just in like a unique position where I grew up in Houston. Actually did diversity right. It's like the only place I've ever been where I did not, growing up, never felt racial tension ever, right? And then I moved for a little while to like the Northeast. I'd go to New York or I'd go to Washington DC and it would be palpable, this racial tension. If you went into a place that was black owned, they'd be staring at you, giving you the side eye, purposely like treating you very badly while treating the black customers really well, just to like emphasize how much they dislike you. And I just remember looking around just being like, what is going on here? Like, why do these people not like me? And it took me a second to realize, oh, it's a racial thing, because that doesn't exist in Houston. At least when I lived there, maybe it's different, from now than it was 10 years ago. But growing up in Houston, every school that I went to was like a third, a third, a third. Third white, third Hispanic, and a third black. And I was often the only white guy in my classes. And ironically, I was in half regular classes because I didn't like math and science. So I was just like, I'll take the easy math and science classes, but I'll take the gifted and talented or IB or whatever they call them, the fancy classes for like history and English, and, totally segregated, right? It was like in the GT and in the special classes, there would be one black guy maybe. And in the regular classes, I would be the only white guy. But maybe it gave me a unique perspective on all this stuff, because so many people that you hear talking about this, like they literally have never spent any time with black people. They never spent any time as a minority amongst other races. And so they have this weird, and we see it everywhere. It's this liberal, like what is it called? The bias of low expectations, the bigotry of low expectations, this sort of stuff. Or, they feel like they need to treat the other race with kid gloves. And, oh, they're just poor little minorities that need our help. And it's like, I didn't grow up with that. I grew up treating everybody exactly the same, expecting everybody to treat me exactly the same. And it's when you divert from that, it's when you're racist one way or the other, that it makes me mad and I call it out and I don't stand for it. And yet there are so many people that have never been around minorities that try to speak to me like I don't know.
I don't want to say I'm a prideful person. I am a humble person overall. I come off as aggressive and things because I'm under threat, you're under threat, and I'm fighting as hard as I possibly can, and I appreciate your support and your prayers. But I know I come off as obnoxious sometimes, and I wish I did a better job. So that's why when you call in thanking me all the time, it just kind of makes me feel pathetic, because I guess call it pride. I don't like begging you all the time to try our products or to donate or to spread the word or to pray for us. I just know that's what keeps us on air. And so I want to thank you. It's put the cart before the horse. to call in and thank me. Listen, I'm committed to this just like you are. So understand, you're my equal 110%. And I just want to thank you all. I want to thank our crew and our affiliates and everybody else, man. I just want to stay in this fight. And it's so serious now. And things are getting so clear now. That's why they want us off air, because all of our credibility is so high. Let's just stay together, fight hard, spread the word, pray to God take us through this. We're going to make it. The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine, and they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later, but I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This perfect storm, the debate is over around climate change. Just come to the state of California. Observe it with your own eyes. It's not an intellectual debate. It's not even debatable.
The debate is over around climate change.
California's rogue governor says the fires are due to climate change. But anyone with a modicum of awareness knows that this is an outrageous lie. We know exactly what causes the California wildfire. It is the result of two factors, dry seasons and people. Official state records have only been kept since the 1950s, and 2020 has been the most destructive season on record. But this isn't a new phenomenon, and the fires of the past were more destructive than the modern era. Through studies of tree rings and other natural evidence, researchers have documented multiple droughts in California during the past 1,000 years, including one that began in the year 850, which lasted 2.5 centuries. Before European settlers arrived in California, indigenous peoples used controlled burns to manage the dry season and to increase and improve their harvest. It is estimated they would burn 4.4 million acres of forest each year, and that is twice as much as 2020. Studies have shown that 97% of all forest fires are caused by humans. Smoking, campfires, and other accidents have always been a problem. Experts blame the recent wildfires on fire suppression and an overabundance of wood fuel. One of the reasons why the indigenous people burned so much forest was to keep this under control. Aside from human accidents, there is also arson. And we have seen plenty of arson in 2020. It's been sort of the theme.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it.
Several people have been arrested for starting fires along the entire West Coast. Homeowners are catching arsonists on their property. There are reports of people throwing Molotov cocktails out of moving vehicles on the freeway. And there are videos of arsonists setting people's homes on fire. We know for certain that at least one of the arrested arsonists is directly involved with the BLM Antifa movement. And the rest certainly seem to fit the bill. Local news is reporting on it.
A man has been arrested, accused of starting this fire.
One of two men accused of intentionally setting fire to fields along freeways.
But the FBI and the mainstream media are in full denial. A Clackamas County Sheriff's deputy was placed on administrative leave after warning locals about coordinated arson attacks.
What I'm worried about is that there's people stashing stuff, right?
Right.
It means that they're going to go in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't want to sound like some doomsdayer,
right,
but it's getting serious.
And the Democrat Party is telling you it is all climate change.
Mother Earth is angry. She's telling us, whether she's telling us with hurricanes on the Gulf Coast, fires in the West, whatever it is, that the climate crisis is real and has an impact.
And telling you that the fires will soon come to your town if you don't vote for climate change.
What we're experiencing right here is coming to a community all across the United States of America unless we get our act together on climate change.
Which is a pretty nasty threat, considering how many cities across America have burned by the hands of radical leftists over the summer. The 2006 film Apocalypto beautifully illustrated how the ancient Mayans' advanced knowledge of astronomy could have been used to frighten the superstitious masses into offering their own to be sacrificed on the altar of false idols, who had the power to blacken out the sun. And there is nothing new under the sun. People today will throw away their children's birthright because of ignorance, faith in false idols, and their blatant lies. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Share that video at band.video and InfoWars.com. The third hour of the David Knight Show begins in 1 minute. Stay with us, folks.
As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Monday, the 14th of September, the year 2020. Let's go out to your phone calls. Jonathan in Miami, thank you so much for holding for so long. I do appreciate it. You're on the air, Jonathan. What do you got? Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan may have stepped away from his phone. If he shows back up, let me know. We'll keep him on the line. Just let him get back to his phone if he stepped away. Let's go now to Phil in Buffalo, New York. Thank you as well for holding, Phil. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison?
All right.
Well, the other day, I just wanted to actually speak out to the listeners that might be new listeners. You guys, I've been hearing the last few days people call in and say, you guys are liars. It's insanity. These people are completely out of their mind. This show, this band.video, InfoWars.com, these guys are the real deal. They are the only people that are able to get out the information that all this mainstream media is censoring on us. Me and my old lady were walking around downtown Buffalo yesterday. I'm constantly putting stickers out. Every time I'm taking my dogs for a walk, good 100 stickers go up on telephone poles. And there was three walks in particular that really stood out to me. It was yesterday's and Saturday's walk. Saturday's walk, we walked by a group of three individuals, very large men, because I'm not a small guy myself. And I almost felt like they were there intentionally. There's been an increase in stabbing attacks and shootings of just random walk-ups and bang, bang, you're dead type thing across the entire country. Now, again, yesterday, her and I were walking around taking pictures. They're attacking people with cameras and anybody trying to make any video of them doing any of this wrongdoing because they don't want us getting the information out. So the attack is now on the people filming all this stuff. Her and I are taking pictures. I walk by the same group of three people, and it didn't dawn on me until today when I watched that video of that officer getting shot and people laughing about it. It's like, wow, hold on. I got bumper stickers on my car. I got my car was very noticeable, so I immediately was like, I called her up. I was like, take the stickers down. We're under attack. This whole nation is under attack. These brush fires, they're already preparing around here as well. We go on a lot of nature walks. Tons of debris, tons of dry brush all over Western New York and all the different trails, specifically right along the creek trails. Now, it's almost like they're going to set these fires to dry up the creek system and dry out the waterways. Mm. I have faith that God will protect us and fight this war with us, but InfoWars banned that video. They need as much help as they could possibly get. These products, they're another here I got to go and plug. I started taking products. I really can't afford to take as much as I can, but the products that I take, Brain Force, Body Ease, Super Vitality Mail, they are real. Like, they really did change my life. I've become much more awoke to what is going on. It's almost like I'll think something later on that day. Alex Jones is talking about it on his show. Complete insanity, but it happened more than not. Her and I actually look at each other several times throughout a show and like, aren't we just talking about this? Wasn't this something we were just talking about last week? So, I don't know. I thank you guys. I thank you for taking my call. God bless. Stay in the fight. Keep this show in the fight because this is our only free speech that we have left.
Wow. You know, it's so good to hear you say that, and I'm so glad that you're putting stickers up. You know, every time I see one of these stickers up, you know, walking around, you see them up on a telephone pole or whatever. That's a little ray of sunshine for me. That is a spiritual connection I feel to that stranger who put that up. God knows when, who knows who they were. I don't know. All I know is that there's some sort of metaphysical connection between them and I. There's an ally out there on the street doing their small part in showing that there are more of us out there than we think. And, you know, it's so funny. We've had a couple people call in. They say, well, I'm going to defeat your black pill. I'm going to, you know, tell you something that'll make you feel okay. And it's like, ah, all right. Yeah, I guess that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. And then Phil in Buffalo calls in what it says under his, call to just to let me know what he wants to talk about. It just says, we are under attack. So I'm expecting this like another black pill like me. But instead, what I'm given is really uplifting to me. The fact that like everything you've said, Phil, has been really uplifting and reassuring for me that there are people out there that understand this and understand the reality that we're in. And then you say, you know, we're thinking about it. And then suddenly you hear it on InfoWars. It's because we're not, you know, we break stories, we expose things that nobody else knows about, but so much of what we do now is just stating the obvious. It's just we're the only voice that is just seeing what's happening out there and is just,
that's true,
understanding it without trying to put some anti-American spin on it, without trying to subvert the truth with, you know, by framing it in a certain dishonest way. We're just looking at what's going on and expressing it. And I know there are people out there, and it's like refreshing. It's like, okay, at least Phil in Buffalo's got my back. At least Phil in Buffalo understands what's going on and isn't fooled by all of this. You know, it might be 99%, but at least we got that 1% that's stronger and more intelligent and more aware than all the other 99 put together. It's so good to hear.
1% that has God on their side. We're going to take this country back.
Oh, God. You know, with people like you, I actually think we might have a little bit of hope in that. So thank you, Phil. Thank you for uplifting me this morning. That was a very good call. Thank you again, Phil in New York. We got a couple other callers waiting to talk, but stay on the line, fellas. We'll come to you in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about other stuff going on in the world today. Some headlines from InfoWars.com. Trump accepts invitation for a live four-hour debate with Biden hosted by Joe Rogan. This was actually Tim Kennedy, who, funnily enough, I met and worked with Tim Kennedy quite a bit before I ever came to InfoWars, because he was involved with some of the groups here in Austin. I used to go out and film him, do all sorts of stuff. So I sort of know Tim Kennedy, which is interesting. I should get him on the show, actually. We used to do some fun shoots for short films and that sort of stuff. The nicest guy I've ever met. I didn't know who he was before I started working with him. Tim Kennedy, totally sincere, intelligent, and wonderful guy. And so he was on the Rogan podcast, and he tweets out, you know, I think this would be a great way to do the presidential debates. He says, on my podcast with Joe Rogan, he offered to moderate a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It would be 4 hours with no live audience. I think that would be great. He continues, just, quote, just the two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants this? Debates, hashtag election 2020. Trump retweets this saying, I do. He's like, I'll do it. Let's do it. Let's do the debate. And there's Joe Rogan wearing the unite or die, join or die image of that snake cut into pieces. That, of course, was an illustration by the one and only Benjamin Franklin, to represent how the colonies could not survive without each other, and they had to join or they would die. Here's another headline. According to reports, Act Blue received nearly half a billion in donations. Half the donations in 2019 that they received were from unemployed donors. So they received $346 million from 4.7 million unemployed donors. Essentially, this is a big scheme because they're a big scandal, rather, because Act Blue is essentially a money laundering operation. That's exactly what it is, and they don't pretend it's anything else. It's a way for large money donors to conceal the amounts that they're donating. It's basically a laundry machine for money to go through and then be pumped out into leftist organizations. That's the only reason they exist. That's what they're there for. And, you know, it comes with a little bit of dishonesty when they are not tracking who's actually giving it. They accept, basically anonymous donations from unregistered credit cards. So anybody can basically donate any amount to Democrats from anywhere in the world, by the way. And part of that alarm bell going off is people saying, how do we even know these are Americans donating? It could very well be that Act Blue is laundering foreign money for American elections. I think the whole thing needs to be shut down. Even if they're not doing anything secretly, what they're doing openly is destroying this country. So shut them all down, I say. More on the other side. Stay with us.
You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual, or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a metaphysical rule that God has put in place that controls the universe, and it's free will. That's why the social engineers, the Robert Barrett's, the globalists, the post-humanists, the anti-humans, openly tell you what they're doing and openly tell you that you're worthless and crap and you need to die because that will save the earth. But they do everything they can to make the most dystopian, ugly future they can in the movies and in the culture and in all the different publications. They are making you hate yourself. They are making you be depressed. They are making you not have a connection to God because they just want you to die so they can selfishly control the future. And that's what all this is about. You know, they say they're setting up world government to protect us all from our super technologies. While they're the ones running around like mad scientists, endangering the whole planet with a lot of these technologies. The globalists are what is disruptive to human species. But they call us disruptive to their power grab. It's time to say no. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, and we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. It's The David Knight Show here on Infowars.com and Band.video. We have a couple more callers still hanging on the line. Jefferson in Virginia, Greg in California, and TJ in Kentucky. Worry not, we will come to you very shortly. First, I wanted to talk about a little issue I have with American foreign policy. From MondoWise.net, the headline is U.S. in Middle East, quote, to protect Israel, not for oil, Trump says. Here's the quote from Trump during his rally in Winston-Salem. On September 8th, he said, quote, the fact is we don't have to be in the Middle East other than we want to protect Israel. We've been very good to Israel. Other than that, we don't have to be in the Middle East. And that's kind of a shocking admission from a U.S. president. Of course, you sort of know this if you pay attention. There's nothing for us in the Middle East. There's nothing we gain. Of course, we've spent untold trillions of dollars in the Middle East. We've wasted God knows how many tens of thousands of American lives and fortunes in the Middle East. And what has the benefit to America been? Pretty much nothing, pretty much negligible, if not negative, if not served to destroy our reputation in the world, as well as ignite the refugee crisis that flooded Europe with Middle Easterners. And why are we there? We are there to protect Israel. Now, fellas, maybe the crew can tell me this. Do we live in Israel? Does anybody know? Is that where we live? He doesn't think so. I don't think so either. I think last time I checked, this is America. And I'm pretty sure we are supposed to have a military to protect our interests. We're supposed to, if we have to, in the most extreme circumstances, put our soldiers on the field to protect ourselves. That has not been what's been going on. It's been quite the opposite, in fact. And here is really the reason I bring this up, is because Jim Jordan tweets out, obviously, in support of President Trump. He's saying, look, President Trump has been very effective in foreign policy. And he lists out some of the incredible foreign policy wins that President Trump has been able to achieve. Here they are. We got out of the Iran deal, moved the embassy to Jerusalem. ISIS defeated, hostages home, I assume that means from Iran, maybe from North Korea, but I assume that's from Quran. The USMCA he lists as another foreign policy win. The Israel/UAE agreement, policy win. Serbia/Kosovo agreement. And Israel and Bahrain agreement. Now, out of these, I think the USMCA is the only one that is actually beneficial to America. Getting out of the Iran deal was, of course, on behalf of Israel. Embassy in Jerusalem, obviously, has to do with Israel. ISIS being defeated, again, why are we in the Middle East? According to President Trump, it's to protect Israel. Of course, when you look into it, you see statements from Israeli ministers saying we prefer ISIS to Assad. And the seemingly the only reason ISIS exists in the Middle East is because it was funded by us and Israel intelligence agencies, creating so-called moderate resistance to the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria to kick them out. So that's Israel. Hostages home. Again, I assume they mean from Iran. He doesn't specify which hostages exactly. Israel-UAE agreement, that's Israel. The Serbia-Kosovo agreement doesn't seem to have much to do with Israel, except that moving their embassy to Jerusalem was a major aspect of that agreement, and probably the only reason it actually went through. And then the Israel-Bahrain agreement. So, of course, I respond to Jim Jordan saying, I thought you were talking about American foreign policy. And I retweeted it as well, saying, it's not anti-Semitic to notice that our entire foreign policy is beneficial to a foreign country. It's a foreign country. I don't care what religion they are. I don't care ethnicity they are. The fact is, American foreign policy, every one of our victories, aside from the USMCA, has been directly related to and for the benefit of a foreign nation. Okay, can we wrap our heads around this? Is there any other country in the world that has this kind of setup with another foreign nation? And I got to make sure about this. We are not Israeli. We are not in Israel right now. This is America. Okay. All right. And it's the American foreign policy that we're talking about. Okay. All right. Great. 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 Okay. But pointing this out is probably anti-Semitic. Pointing this out probably means I hate all Jews, right? That's what that means. When I point out that our foreign policy in America, our soldiers dying in deserts halfway around the world, is all in benefit of a country that, once again, is not us, is not America, not our friends, not our people. It's other people. It's another country across the world in the Middle East. They're the ones that our foreign policy has benefited routinely over the last 4 years. How many problems do we have with foreign policy? How many issues do we have with Mexicans coming over by the tens of millions? With just all sorts of stuff, all sorts of problems all over the place. None of those problems get solved, but we do have a lengthy list of issues that we have solved for a foreign country. That is it. So there you go. I also wanted to bring up this. This is, you know, when you look around and you see the immigration system here, the immigration establishment here, the fact that we have God knows how many 30 million illegal immigrants, who knows how many tens of millions of legal immigrants just flooding over constantly, nonstop, endless, right? And we're told this is our responsibility to give these people places to live and healthcare and a vote and food, and just that's our responsibility and we have to do it. You can't question it. Or you're a horrible racist bigot, right? And you start to think about it and you go, why? Why are we expected to take in all these immigrants? Why is it that it's only America or only Western countries that are expected to open their doors and let the immigrants flood in? So I started thinking about this and I thought, well, is it just us? Is it just what's the immigration outlook like in other countries? And let's take another major, massive country. Let's take communist China, right? We've got 300 million people and like a tenth of them are illegal immigrants. And there's just more pouring over every day. Just more and more and more, hundreds of thousands, just crossing. They're given lawyers. There's NGOs there to bring them in, to shame us for not wanting them. What is the China immigration system look like? And it's shocking, I'll tell you that. Here's from the Wikipedia article titled Immigration to China. What does immigration to China look like? Quote, in the late 1970s, roughly 300,000 ethnic Chinese immigrated from Vietnam to China. Immigration has increased modestly since the beginning. So that's it. That's it. That is immigration in China. 300 Chinese people go back to China, and that's it. That is the history of immigration. So we bring in tens of thousands, if not like a million, every single year. In 2016, China issued 1,500 permanent residency cards. And that was more than double what it had issued the previous year. But it was still roughly 750 times lower than the United States' 1.2 million. So you have to remember, when they talk about immigrants, they talk about our responsibility. We're the only ones that feel any responsibility about this.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all of that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party statements and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells InfoWars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with InfoWars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg on paper 2 weeks ago put in hundreds of millions of dollars with Bloomberg to launch this Operation Red Mirage to contest the election when it's overwhelmingly clear that Trump has won on election night. Now he's come out in a statement and told all the media in the United States that they better get behind saying that Trump basically lost, that they're not going to let Trump declare victory, even though it's overwhelming, that he'll have 95% of the vote done on election night. And even if you added all the other votes in against him, he'd be the winner. They are going to steal this election. They're preparing everyone. You've seen all the scams they've already run. Trump is surrounded by tyrants, but he has We the People, and he has true media. Not independent media, the real media. So now more than ever, it's critical to share the live streams, the videos, the articles, and the information at InfoWars.com, because the globalists fear it most because we were the first to expose their plan to contest the election and drag it out to keep the American people from reelecting President Trump. It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then They won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots, the tea. And the sun.
Nothing better than a little sea shanty action here in the morning. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Welcome back to the David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Let's go right out to your phone calls. TJ in Kentucky. It's been holding for a while, and I thank you for holding. You're on the air, TJ. What do you got for me?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Better than I was at the beginning of the show, I think.
I hear that. Man, I just want first to say that I take all your products. I love Turbo Force, Brain Force. Take about 7-8 different products.
Oh,
but
great.
To say that, to get that out the way, because I got to show support. But one thing I want to talk about is, I think with the Black Lives Matter, two sides of extremes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they make good points, but it's where they're being controlled. They're drowning out logical, like, black voices. You know, like,
right.
I'm a black man myself, just to say that. That, you know, there is problems with police brutality, but they blow it out of proportion. They always pick the wrong people. Like, they pick somebody that was in the wrong, and somebody that legitimate, they won't say nothing about. And, like, as far as, like, systematic, you know, racism, see, it doesn't seem so blatant anymore, but if you look at how certain laws got started, they were started based on racism, like the drug laws, the gun laws, and a lot of non-violent, you know, with no victim laws, you know.
Right.
They started 40, 50, 60 years ago to get people caught up to create a second-class citizen, like turn certain black folks and certain communities into felons. Once they become felons, they can't vote. They basically second-class citizens, you know. But now it's being applied to everybody, so it doesn't seem so systematic racism. You know what I'm saying? And that point like that's not getting raised. Like Black Lives Matter, they say something outlandish. They talk about something being racist when it's not. You know, just because a white person don't like a black person don't mean they're racist. They just could not like that person as a person. You know, they take stuff like that and blow it out of person, and they just muddy the waters of a real conversation. Because, you know, like I said, the gun laws, the drug laws, if they got rid of that, stuff and decriminalize stuff. I mean, everybody has the right to bear arms in general. The way I see it, I mean, if a person is free out in the open, then they should have the right to bear arms, and they shouldn't be hassled over something that they have the right to ingest if they want to. But the thing is, they done made it to where, like, it don't take nothing to become a criminal, basically. I mean, laws, if it doesn't have a victim, then it's man-made. It's not, you know, a law against the universe, you know, a universal law, you know, where somebody is actually a victim. That's the perspective I'm coming from. And like a black person like myself, you know, I lean to conservative. I'm more libertarian. I'm more, you know, a little more out further than that, you know. But, you know, voices like mine, they don't get heard because they get drowned out by, you know, the quote-unquote black liberal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the perspective I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and I totally sympathize with you. I don't know, because I'm not black, but I imagine if I was a black person, I'd probably think the same way that I think now, and I would see black people claiming to speak for all black people, and that would be so frustrating to me, being like, no, you don't speak for me, don't lump me in with you, because you're hateful and actually racist and causing more problems. And then, of course, as you bring up, and we've talked about it here quite extensively, like, before Black Lives Matter was even a thing. InfoWars was like the headquarters talking about police brutality, talking about how the war on drugs was used to criminalize regular people, the way it was turned against regular people. And all of that has been obfuscated by this idea of racism. We're not addressing why the police are being trained this way. We're not addressing why these laws that, as you point out, don't hurt anybody. Victimless crimes, why those are on the books, how we can stop all of this from happening. None of that's being talked about because it's been taken over by discussion of racism, which is not going to solve any problems and really just creates a lot more problems. And then you have, you know, things like Lancaster, PA. You have a guy chasing a cop down with a knife. He gets shot, but it doesn't matter. He was a black man, so we have to riot. It was, you know, police brutality. There's no room for nuance anymore. Just how do you feel as a black person, with people sort of claiming to speak for you, when they talk this, all this hateful rhetoric?
It is completely frustrating, man. You know, like right now I'm in the process of trying to start my own YouTube channel. Just, you know, I'm not in it for the money. You know, I got another thing that I'm doing. So I want to get my own voice out there just for the, just to show another perspective. You know, there is a community of black people who don't act like Black Lives Matter. You know, we recognize the nuances, but we just get so frustrated that they try to speak for the black person in America, you know, and the racism is not the problem. Police is not the problem. It's like, they're law enforcers, you know? So if there's something wrong, then it's obviously something wrong with the law, you know? So it's just really frustrating to see them, like, take over the conversation. I personally like to see them get infiltrated and get the narrative back to where it should be about the actual issues in racism. It's 2020, clearly. You know, I'm a black man myself. I'm in an interracial marriage. It's clearly not racist. You know, racism is not the number one issue. Like they say, white supremacy is the number one threat on domestic. That is completely laughable. I don't know what's going on who's trying to, like, take over the conversation, but it needs to be taken back to something logical.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, if we could come together and actually fight the forces that were actually keeping us locked down, keeping us enslaved, keeping us, you know, at each other's throats. If we could come together and together fight against all of these issues, a lot of which we have, you know, that overlap, we would really be unstoppable and we'd be able to actually fix things. And, you know, it's people like TJ in Kentucky out there that, you know, make me like stop and go, okay, it's not all, but you know, they're claiming it's all black people, but you got to remember there's a hell of a lot of really decent black people out there that see exactly what's going on, that understand exactly how all these other people are being manipulated and turned towards hatred, and they're fighting back against it. And we need more people like you. We need more people on our side out there going, look, it's not, the problems aren't what they're telling you they are. There are problems out there. And of course, you have to understand the historic significance of a lot of what was done to black people. It was based on their race. They were in slavery. There were Jim Crow laws. Like, you can't just ignore that. And I see a lot of people on the right, not here at InfoWars, but, you know, in other places, who just totally discount that. Just, God, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It does matter. It's just not an excuse right now to, like, be shooting police in the head. It's, you're right. There are extremes on both sides. And, we have to be able to acknowledge the past, acknowledge some of the issues that we've had and some of the things that have kept the black community back for so long. But those things are not what's keeping them back now. What's keeping them back now is the popular culture, is the, people defending criminals and raising up criminals and, you know, acting like criminals are saints. That's the issue that people have now, at least in my interpretation. TJ, did you say you had a YouTube channel? Do you already have that, or are you going to make one?
I'm actually going to make one. I'm in the process of making it right now.
All right. Well, you give us a call back whenever you do, and we'll pump it out for you. We'll get people over there to subscribe.
I sure will, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, man. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, TJ. I knew taking calls would make me feel better. I knew all I had to do was reach out to the info warriors out there and they would have the spirit that I need to not feel quite so black-pilled, as it were. Very good stuff. This headline was just sent to me by another info warrior out there. He goes on Twitter by Zero Foxtrot. He sends me this. from RT. Videos of Biden touching young girls is flagged as child sexual exploitation by Twitter, despite being official public footage. So this guy tried to post a video of Joe Biden touching little girls on Twitter, and Twitter flagged it for trying to post images of child molestation. Yeah. They'll defend cuties, but how dare you besmirch the good name of Joe Biden by showing images of what he's done in public? How dare you?
Ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery. If you're ignorant walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot hole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special a person, but I actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions. I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast if we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity. It will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game. That's really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient, because that's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com. In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein and fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists, grow up world, admit the truth, quit being soft smuts and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, got two more calls to go to in this last segment. It'll be the final segment of The David Knight Show, and the final segment for myself, Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight as he will return to the chair tomorrow morning. I may be on the 2020 election countdown tonight. I'm not sure if I'm hosting or if I'm co-hosting with Owen, but tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is the Monday through Friday special broadcast 2020 election coverage here at the election countdown here at InfoWars. But I want to read this headline and a couple of these choice lines from Breitbart.com. Here's the headline. UN chooses teen prostitution advocate for top human rights post. The UN has tapped a former abortionist and an advocate for teen prostitution to its top post of expert on health and human rights. According to a report at International Human Rights Watchdog Organization CFAM, South African Dr. Talang Mofokeng, her name is Mofokeng, has risen quickly at the UN from sexual health and rights advocate to the top post of special rapporteur on the right to health, a role that will give her a global platform to urge the decriminalization of the sex trade. Last year, Mofokeng, author of Dr. T, A Guide to Sexual Health and Pleasure and host of television show Sex Talk with Dr. T, created a firestorm following publication of her article at Teen Vogue that encouraged teen girls to consider sex work. So you remember the outrage when Teen Vogue, the teen fashion magazine, published an article saying, hey, maybe you should be a whore. Maybe you, as a young teen impressionable girl, should be a prostitute because sex work is real work. You remember the outrage that caused? Well, surprise, surprise, the author of that disgusting and perverted piece of so-called journalism is now head of the UN Health and Human Rights Board. Congratulations. She says, quote, I am a doctor, an expert in sexual health. But when you think about it, aren't I a sex worker? And in some ways, aren't we all? No, Dr. Mofokeng, I am not a sex worker. This might be shocking for you to hear. I am not, in fact, a prostitute. And you, as a doctor, should probably not be a prostitute either. But here we are. And of course, tack that on top of the fact that Governor Newsom in California has just signed a controversial bill reducing the penalties for sexual relations with minors, or as they put it, willing minors. So if you have sexual relations with a 12-year-old as a 22-year-old, don't expect it to go on your permanent record. Expect to be absolved of that because this is just the world that we're living in, and as we collapse farther and farther into sin and degeneracy, you'll see more and more people like old Dr. Mofokeng put into positions of power to spread their ideology of just the most base and, I don't know, what do you call it? What's the opposite of righteous? Whatever it is, right? It's just the most animalistic beliefs in what it is to be a human being, just forget reaching for higher platforms, forget trying to reflect in some small part the grandeur of the Almighty. No, you should live in the mud and care about nothing but your carnal desires. That's the world that we are being sucked into. All right, now let's go to Greg in California. Has a statement about the wildfires going on there. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for holding, Greg. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, hey. Listen, there's this site is called Dutch Sense, DutchSince.
Sure, he's a great YouTuber. He's a great YouTuber as well, Dutch Sense, yeah.
Yeah, you know him. Okay, did you see the eighth, his little 20-minute video on the fires?
I'm not sure if I watched the full thing. I did see some of the videos he posted where it seems to show a laser shooting down at California.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And on the 8th, I can't make out the line. But on the 9th, wow, that's a really good one. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And I take all your products. Everything's good. I love all this stuff.
Oh, excellent. But,
okay, let me let you go, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Greg, and I hope you're doing all right there in California. I hope you're not suffering too much from the smoke inhalation and the the atmosphere of liberalism that you have to breathe in every day of your life. So thank you so much for the call, Greg. That was great. Short and sweet. Those are the calls that we like. And of course, yeah, he's talking about the direct energy weapons that seem to be firing at California. And I haven't looked too much into that. To me, it's kind of like you see all these, you know, sort of the Occam's razor approach where it's like, well, it's either direct energy weapons from satellites, which is a little complicated, maybe get into some more conspiratorial stuff. Could be true. I don't know. And some of the evidence I'm seeing is hard to refute. But we know one thing. We know that there are people on the ground lighting these fires and throwing Molotov cocktails in hopes of igniting more wildfires. So, you know, focus on that. Focus on the real threat. But I'm definitely open to the idea that there's more going on than meets the eye. And Dutch Sense has been powerful advocate of that theory. And yeah, a lot of pictures come out that go, well, it could be a lens flare or it could be something a little bit more intense. And like I said, the images where you see trees are untouched by fire, but the buildings are burned to the foundation. Yeah, a little bit suspicious. And so far, I've never seen a convincing reason why that would happen naturally. So always keep your eyes out. Always keep asking questions. And yeah, give us a call with any information that you have. Now let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you got 2 minutes. What do you got for me?
Good morning, Harrison. Great work. Thanks to you and your crew.
Thank you.
First thing I'd like to say is, we are all Alex Jones. We're willing to argue with these people ad infinitum, but we just get censored. We're all Julian Assange. When we publish classified information, we get locked up indefinitely. Yep. And when we finally fight and defend ourselves, we are all Kyle Rittenhouse, who is just wasting away in jail for just defending himself.
Yeah, while the person who was attempting to shoot him with a pistol is, going to rallies and giving speeches and giving interviews on national TV and crying about how much his arm hurts. Yeah, he was trying to shoot Kyle Rittenhouse in the head. He had a gun. He was leveling at Kyle Rittenhouse's head. And he later said to his friend reportedly that his only regret is not killing Kyle Rittenhouse then and there, which is what he was attempting to do. But no punishment for him. He's not even arrested. He's celebrated as a hero and a martyr, while Kyle Rittenhouse, who was under attack, is, as you say, wallowing in prison right now. A bunch of great points, Jefferson. Go on.
Yeah, and we can't trust our institutions. Look, Christopher Wray is useless at the FBI. He says if you say there's arson going on the West Coast, somehow you're a conspiracy theorist, and that means that if you say it on social media, you get shut down for repeating a falsehood, according to Christopher Wray. This is a guy who said out loud that Cesar Sayoc's pipe bombs were actually explosive, the fake pig pipe bombs.
Right, so, the ones that were sent to Soros and CNN that were not in any way explosive. They were just like fake props that were sent. That was a weird story from 2018, I believe.
But this is the premier investigative body in the world. Can't get that right. So
yeah,
we're kind of doomed if we keep believing that we're supposed to trust in our institutions. What we should do is verify. We should always say, I need transparency on this. I have to understand how you people that are the experts constantly get things wrong and have no explanation for how you got it wrong, whether it's the CDC or the FBI or the CIA. It's just amazing. Robert Mueller should be the first person called before some sort of truth commission with this notion that somehow they can destroy their phones, government property, and that information isn't recoverable, when they all know that the NSA has all that information that was transmitted over their phones, but they're all counting on the fact that NSA database will never be tapped in any kind of investigation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm right there with you. I don't trust Christopher Wray. I really don't trust William Barr. I don't trust Durham even that much. I mean, the system protects itself. The deep state will protect itself, and it will throw anybody under the bus who tries to stand in the way. And I don't trust any of these people. At the end of the day, they are not going to save us. The government is not working for us. The investigators are not investigating the right things. They have no answers. They never come to any conclusions. And you just see the way that the law is inaccurately applied or unfairly applied. You see the way that when Hillary Clinton is accused of something, everybody involved gets automatic you know, a pass, just total immunity, total impunity, just say, you know, don't worry about it. We'll sign an impunity thing, an immunity thing, and you can maybe tell us stuff or maybe don't and destroy your computers. That doesn't really matter. And that's what happens with them. FBI comes out, James Comey comes out and says, well, yes, she committed crimes, but no, we're not going to investigate or look into it at all. And then on the flip side, you see President Trump, just everybody associated with him going to prison. Roger Stone gets his door kicked in at 5 a.m. on live TV by 18 different agents. I mean, you can even look at Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace says, oh, I think I might have a noose in my garage. 15 agents right there, right away. We have to solve this crime right now. Oh, by the way, 27 phones got destroyed with the pertinent information. That can't be bothered.